1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is defending a U.S. report that found, quote, reasonable evidence Israel had violated the law during its attacks on Hamas in Gaza.
Given the totality of what we've seen in terms of civilian suffering, in terms of children, women, men caught in this crossfire of Hamas's making, who've been killed or been injured, it's reasonable to assess that in a number of instances, Israel has not acted in a manner that's consistent with international humanitarian law.
Blinken was interviewed by moderator Margaret Brennan on CBS's Face the Nation. Josh Paul resigned from the State Department last year to protest U.S. military support for Israel.
I think the report the administration released is disappointing. It walks up to the line of recognizing that violations of international law have been committed, and yet it fails to draw the legal conclusions that would result from that.
It's Mother's Day. Surely you didn't forget. Can you at least pick up the phone and call her? CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Birth doulas help new mothers with the stress and anxiety of childbirth. But there's another type of doula, people who support people who are dying. Terry D. has more.
Death doulas, or end-of-life specialists, give spiritual and emotional support to people nearing death in a non-medical setting. Kim Burgess is an end-of-life doula and certified adult geriatric nurse practitioner. She says fulfilling a dying person's wish to be in their desired setting is important.
People wanted to stay in their home, their comfort of their home, their own surrounding, their own food, their own loved ones. So I loved being able to support people in that role.
Training to become an end-of-life doula happens in workshops with required reading and work-study assignments. Since it is not a federally recognized field, insurance companies do not cover these services. Death, or what is sometimes called the other side, can produce feelings of fear or a sense of denial, especially if a terminal condition has been diagnosed. Burgess says it is a 24-hour job for loved ones helping someone in these final days or weeks, and she's encountered families who are unprepared for the caregiving needs.
And a lot of times their family is saying, we're just overwhelmed, and we have hospice involved, but we still feel like we need some more support. An end-of-life doula can be there given the family reassurance or making some slight suggestions.
Doulas can also help plan an advance directive, instructions a person can leave behind about their funeral service or cremation, what to do with a pet, or help writing a loving message to family and friends. This is Terry D. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Bucks making some changes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Bucks firing three of their assistant coaches, some who were hired by Adrian Griffin, others who work for Mike Budenholzer. Coach Bud now has a new job as head coach of the Phoenix Suns. Assistant Joe Prunty, who was filled in as an interim head coach, will remain with the team. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have a new wide receiver. Joseph Griffin Jr. out of Boston College has entered the transfer portal. Griffin played for Jeff Hafley before he became the Packers' new defensive coordinator. The Packers held their annual charity softball game at the Timber Rattlers Stadium. Donald Driver announcing he's stepping down as host and handing the duties over to quarterback Jordan Love.
I have this opportunity to pass it to what I feel is the future quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, Jordan Love.
To get it from a legend like this, for him, like he said, when he hit me up when I first got drafted and he's been in my ear, it's awesome.
Baseball, the Brewers with a 5-3 win over the Cardinals last night. That series wrapping up today. We'll recap later on with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy. Highs in the lower 80s. In the afternoon hours, there will be a slim chance of some showers and storms popping up. That storm activity ending Sunday night, partly cloudy skies, lows in the upper 40s. On Monday, partly sunny, low 70s. It's 60 at our studios.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Wisconsin comedian Rob Breckenridge joins me in studio for some laughs, and we discuss World Cocktail Day with an expert Wisconsin bartender.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Like a grand slam on your radio dial. Home of the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
The music of the stars is on the air. Good morning, everybody, on Mother's Day.
It's not a good time for migraine, especially when I'm on camera.
Hey, that's Buddy Hackett.
Who is Nurtec ODT. For the acute
had something to talk about with Johnny Carson and his own mom.
I just wouldn't feel right if you couldn't sneak one in somewhere.
Well, last time I was here, I didn't say even one.
I know
just
you're
didn't, right. But I didn't want to forget it.
Okay. You've reminded them now, and you have your limit.
Yeah. Well, you know what I used to say in the show, that it's not a bad word. It comes from anterior superior spine.
Yes, no, that's all it is.
That's really all that is, right. If a doctor ever says to you, you have contusions and lacerations of the anterior superior spine.
That means?
You get scared. You don't know what you've got. What if he says to you, you've got a little glass in your river and that. And then you say, oh, thank you very much.
This all started out, we're talking about a turkey. Hey,
yeah.
Let me ask you something. You used to talk about your mother's cooking.
My mother was the worst cook.
Well, I know you said she had stuffed later on for 2 hours. Now, how about Thanksgiving? Did you ever have
traditional? We never had turkey on Thanksgiving.
Never.
No, we had chicken. We had chicken, no matter anything important was chicken. In fact, if somebody died, we had chicken. If there was a birth, we had chicken. It wasn't, that's it. She says, I'll make a chicken. But we didn't know that was, we always thought that was her selection, but she couldn't make anything else.
A chicken?
No, you ever hear what Shecky Green said about his mother?
No.
He says, Ma, why is the chicken so greasy? She said, because it's not chicken. I take grease and shape it like a chicken. Now, the funny part of it is, Shecky's mother didn't talk that way at all. She spoke beautifully, just as good as you. I was going to say just as good as me, but that would leave a lot to be wanted.
Yes, I said. So always chicken.
Yeah, chicken. That's all we ever had. My father...
Did you have the sweet potatoes and all pumpkin pie and all that? None of that.
Pumpkin pie? Here's what my mother would say. Pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie was... That's, she would call it trafe. It's not trafe. It would mean forbidden to Jews. She would call it trafe. It's not. You could eat it. It's a vegetable.
Yeah.
But anything that she didn't know about was trafe.
Trafe.
That's it. Yeah. A train from New York to Miami was trafe. Fat. Trafe. Fat.
Buddy Hackett on Mother's Day, Johnny Carson Show. 1977. The music of the stars. Bronislaw Caper wrote then. Here are the lads in Las Vegas.
You and your smile hold a strange invitation. Somehow it seems we've shared our dreams, but where? Wherever I go, you're the
Darling, come in. Come into my heart.
Yeah, thank you very much.
When Steve Allen turned 75, he asked his mother to perform with him on his variety show. Here's Milton Berle introducing Steve Allen and Mom.
Steve invited his mother to come on his own comedy show that he was doing at that time, and the two of them did her original act. How about that? The same one that she had done with Steve's father, Bill Allen, so many years before. Belle plays the part of a not-too-bright amateur who comes up on the stage by mistake and interrupts Steve. Very funny. Watch it.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. At this particular time, oh, wait a minute, just a moment, please. I'm terribly sorry. Would you mind getting off the stage till we play your music?
Can I have music to come out?
Oh, yes, certainly, yes.
Nobody said to me that.
Well, I'm saying...
He told me not to do anything until he told me.
Never mind him. I'm telling you now. You have to get off and...
I'll tell him what you told me.
All right. All right, Professor? Once more, please. Come on, let's hit it, Les, once more.
All right, now?
Yes, yes, now, come on.
Ladies and gentlemen.
No, wait a minute, do it over here. Stand in the middle, Les, and now do whatever you're going to do. That's fine.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the stage people...
No, one of the actors.
Yeah. One of them didn't come for... Now, ain't here for here yet. Didn't make it. And the manager didn't want you to disappoint me.
No. Disappoint you.
The manager didn't want you to disappoint you. So he's going to going to do it.
No, no. Me, me.
Yeah, I said you.
No, 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 me, meaning you. Go ahead, never mind. Stand over here.
Yeah.
You're a target.
Because I'm getting all tired out being dragged around.
All right, I'm sorry. I'll make an appointment with you. We'll meet over here. That's it. All right, fine. Now, tell me about yourself.
Because I acted with an amateur show a lot of times.
How many times?
Only once time.
All right.
A show called She Loved Him. She loved him in three parts. And everybody...
Wait a minute. She loved him is enough.
Yeah, she loved him enough in three parts. And everybody thinks, well, that...
Whatever.
That I have all the earmuffs...
No, no, no.
Of,
earmarks.
All the earmarks of an earmuff.
No.
Of an earache.
No, no, no.
Of a birthmark?
No, not a birthmark. Earmarks of an actress.
Oh, that old thing.
An actress,
yes. Of course, I'm not a regular mattress.
You're actress.
I'm not a regular actress, and if I make any mistakes, look them over.
Overlook them. Now, we're going to do it over here. That's fine. Yes, there's another channel down there. That's fine. Now, what will you...
I'll turn around.
That's all right. What... What did
I'll recite forever from
long?
Now on.
All right.
Did I say that before?
I'm not sure.
Well, I'll recite twice and I'll make up for it.
How are you? Listen, I'm very curious about you. Exactly what is your vocation?
What is that? I'm a holy roller.
No. No, that's not what... That is your belief. I mean your profession. For example, I am a great entertainer.
That's your belief.
Get your elbows off the table, 'cause they'll soak up all your soup. Say please pass the bread and butter. If you don't say please, you won't get one or the other. Get your elbows off the table, please, 'cause they'll soak up all your soup. Say please pass the salt and pepper. If you don't say please, you're gonna wait forever. You'll always get what you want. If you just say please, I'll give you what I got. Gimme this, gimme that, I want. I need more juice, more milk. Where's my cookies? Get your elbows off the table, please, 'cause they'll soak up all your soup. Say please pass the bread and butter. If you don't say please, you won't get one or the other. You'll always get what you want. If you just say please, I'll give you what I've got. Gimme this, gimme that, I want. I need more juice, more milk. Where's my cookies? Thank you, I please, you're welcome. Please excuse me, I'm all finished. Get your elbows off the table, please, 'cause they'll soak up all your soup. Say please pass the bread and butter. If you don't say please, you won't get one or the other. Get your elbows off the table, 'cause they'll soak up all your soup. Say please pass the salt and pepper. If you don't say please, you're gonna wait forever. Get your elbows off the table, 'cause they'll soak up all your soup. Say please pass the bread and butter. If you don't say please, you won't get one or the other. Get your elbows off the table.
That's good advice.
Soak up all your soup.
That's Bob McGrath, star of The Mitch Miller Show. Here's Perry Como live.
Ladies and gentlemen, our interlocutor Perry Como sings the favorite song of the day, Mammy.
Mammy, Mammy. The sun shines east, the sun shines west, but I've just learned where the sun shines best. Mammy, Mammy, my heartstrings are tangled around Alabama. Eyes are coming, sorry that I made you wait. Eyes are coming. coming. Hope and pray I'm not too late. Mammy.
Yeah.
Mammy. I've walked a million miles for one of your smiles, my mammy. Sorry that I made you wait. Eyes are coming. Hope and pray I'm not too late. Oh, Mammy. Mammy. I bought a million miles for one of your smiles, my Mammy.
The Al Jolson favorite. Doris Day, Frank Sinatra, co-starred in Young at Heart. Mack Gordon, Jimmy Van Heusen wrote the title. The Music of the Stars.
Happy Easter, Lightning.
My love.
face of mine, your smile unfurled. Yes, and because of you, my love, my wishful dreams came true, my love. In my uncertain heart, I am only certain of how much I love you, my love.
It's got a face and feet now. How do you like it?
It's just wonderful.
Come on in and join the family.
Yes, and because of you, my love, my wishful dreams came true, my love.
In my uncertain heart, I am only certain
theme song from The High and the Mighty by Dmitri Tiomkin, Muzzy Marcellino whistling. And that was Muzzy from Milwaukee. Phil Harris was in that picture as a dramatic part. Here's Phil and wife Alice on Mother's Day.
Today is Mother's Day, and Phil doesn't have anything for Alice. He intended to buy her something very nice, but... Well, let's go back 2 days. Alice and Phil are downtown shopping.
Hey, Alice, let's go home. I'm tired of looking in shop windows and walking up...
Oh, Phil, just look at that stunning two-piece French bathing suit.
Well, I'll look, but I ain't gonna... Ooh, la, la.
You like it?
Vive la France and cherche my femme.
All right, take it easy, Father. Simmer down. I just wanted to know how you liked it.
I think it's very seductive.
Then why don't you go in and buy it?
Yeah, maybe I'll... Nah, I'll stick to my Hawaiian trunks.
Bill, I thought you might buy it for... Well...
For who?
Oh, I might as well tell you. Sunday is Mother's Day, and it would make a wonderful gift.
Oh, don't be silly. My mother ain't the type for that.
Bill, I was suggesting that you buy it for me.
You? Now, wait a minute. I wouldn't let my wife wear one of them things.
Why not?
Well, it's too scanty. You're liable to catch cold in it. I'm just thinking of your health, dear. You need something warmer.
Well, then how about buying me that full-length mink coat we saw? That ought to keep me warm.
That'd keep you too warm. You'd only perspire and run a temperature.
There must be a healthy present he can buy me. Hey, Doc, how about a diamond bracelet?
Honey, diamond bracelets, fur coats, take it easy. I don't have that kind of cabbage.
Well... If you're a little short, I'll help you out. I'll tell you what, Phil, I'll give you an advance on your allowance.
No, thank you. I have a stipend. Now, let me see. I got 20, 40, 60... 70?
Hey, Bud, could you spare $5 for a guy who needs a curly?
Hello, Frankie.
Oh, hello, Alice. I didn't recognize
you. Wait a minute, Remy. What's the idea of panhandling?
Please, I am not panhandling. I happen to be soliciting financial aid for a worthy people. Who? The INLGPNRs.
Oh, the Anilkapers. Fine race of people.
Frankie, who on earth are the INLGPNRs?
The Institute for Needy Left-Handed Guitar Players named Remley.
Happy Mom's Day, everybody. The music of the stars. On the Civic Media Radio Network or on till noon Central. lot of types of mamas out there. See, there's, red hot mamas. Here's Sophie Tucker.
I'm just a girl, a wonderful girl. I'm the sweetest one in town. You can search for miles around, and not one like me can be found. I've got a smile, a wonderful smile, and a certain little way. And every time the boys get near me, they look at me and say, red hot mama, red hot mama, you're the one we need. Red hot mama, some charmer, yes indeed. They say that I should be in the Follies, hot tamales. They say that I've got a pair of eyes just like old Bengalis. I confess that I possess the sweetest charms in town. And unless I miss my guess, the boys all follow me around. I could make a music master drop his fiddle, make a bald-headed man part his hair in the middle, 'cause I'm a red-hot mama, red-hot mama. But I'll have to turn my damper down.
Peggy Lee, Cy Oliver.
You got to see Mama every night, or you can't see Mama at all. You got to kiss Mama, treat her right, or she won't be home when you call. And if you want my company, you can't 50-50 me. You got to see Mama. See Mama at all. Monday night I sat alone. Tuesday night you didn't phone. Wednesday night you didn't call. Thursday night the same old star. You got to see Mama every night, or you can't see Mama at all. Friday night you dodged my Saturday night you took your bath. Sunday night you called on me, but you brought three girls for company. You got to see Mama every night, or you you can't see your mama at all. You got to see Mama every night, or you can't see Mama at all. You got to kiss Mama, treat her right, or she won't be home when you call. I don't want that kind of man, works on the installment plan. You got to see Mama.
This is the Josh Churn Orchestra. Josh, your regular favorite at the Green Mill Lounge, Chicago. Still to come, Connie Francis and the three tenors for Mother's Day. Why wait for Connie? Here she is.
Of things I should be thankful for, I've had a goodly share. And as I sit here in the comfort of a cozy chair, my fancy takes me to a humble east side tenement, three flights up in the rear, to where my childhood days were spent. It wasn't much like paradise, but mid the dirt and
Connie Francis. The music of the stars. Stand by for CBS News. And two more hours of our Mother's Day special. Thank you. Luciano Pavarotti.
Mamma, son tanto felice perché ritorno da te. La mia canzone ti dice che è il più bel giorno per me. Mamma, son tanto felice viver lontano perché. Mamma, solo per te la mia canzone vola. Mamma, sarai con me, tu non sarai più sola. Quanto ti voglio bene, queste parole d'amore che ti sospira il mio cuore, ora se non s'usano più. Mamma, ma la canzone mia più bella sei tu, sei tu la vita, e per la vita non ti lascio mai più. Sento la mano tua stanca, cerca i miei riccioli, sento e la voce ti manca, la ninna nanna dall'o. Oggi la testa tua bianca, io voglio stringere la cuore. Mamma, solo per te la mia canzone vola. Mamma, sarai con me, tu non sarai più sola. Quanto ti voglio bene, queste parole d'amore che ti sospira il mio cuore, ora se non s'usano più. Mamma, ma la canzone mia più bella sei tu, sei e per la vita non ti lascio mai più.
Now stand by for CBS News. We'll be on the air till high noon today, Central. Worldwide at civicmedia.us.
Ti voglio bene, queste parole d'amore che ti sospira il mio cuore, ora se non s'usano. E per la vita non ti lascio mai più. Mamma. Mai più.
Henry Mancini arranged that for the Philharmonia Orchestra, Luciano Pavarotti. That was 1991, live in London. The music of the stars.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.